Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. First, a look at today's main headlines. Donegal County Council has sought further information on an application for the development of a new shop and fuel forecourt on land adjacent to the site of the Creasla tragedy. The future of Nazareth House Primary School in Derry has been raised again in the Assembly, with Foyle MLA Patrick Delargy saying successive DUP education ministers have failed the school. One person has been taken to hospital following a four-car collision in Remelton this afternoon, and there's a proposal being considered to stop roadside memorials on motorways, dual carriageways and high-speed roads over 60 kilometres per hour due to safety risks. These stories in full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport at around a quarter past five. Donegal County Council has sought further information on an application for the development of a new shop and fuel forecourt on land adjacent to the site of the Creasla tragedy. The land is owned by the same people, with an application including provisions for the demolition of an existing dwelling house. The application was lodged on October 24th, with two submissions made opposing the development. The future of Nazareth House Primary School in Derry has again been raised in the Assembly, with Foyle MLA Padraig Delargy saying successive DUP education ministers have failed the school. It closed earlier this month because of the danger posed by structural damage to the roof, with a risk of which Mr Delargy says was flagged over 8 years ago. He's unhappy with what he says is a lack of urgency being shown by the Department of Education.
Clearly there is a different definition of urgent within the Department of Education than that which I hold. There have been no proper solutions put in place. Temporary use of a community facility for a time-bound period, only until Christmas, for some children in confined circumstances, does not cut it. And it is not the job of the principal, of school staff or of parents to do the job of the Education Authority or of the Department of Education. This is particularly bad in the run-up to Christmas, when schools are thriving and children are excited to be in school, and while many local people have stepped in to provide some facilities, children are still being denied their fundamental right to teaching, learning and a proper education. But this should come as no surprise to the Department of Education, because a business case was submitted for this roof in 2017. Over 8 years on, and nothing has happened. Within a mile in Derry, there is one school that's roof did collapse and another that has had to close because its roof is about to collapse. That will not be lost on the people of Derry, particularly when within the last year, another school in Derry received a fourth pitch, one which they had made no bid for. The people of Derry have been failed by successive DUP education ministers. This should be a ministerial priority. The minister should be in Derry meeting with the schools, and the minister should be answering parents and giving them certainty on what happens next for the children of Nazareth House.
Well, in just the past hour, the Education Minister said students will return to face-to-face learning from early next year. Pupils and teachers of the school, including the nursery, will share a site with St Anne's Primary School. Minister Paul Givens says the temporary arrangements will remain in place while urgent remedial works are carried out to make the roof of the main school building safe. And it's hoped that the whole Nazareth School House School community will return to learning on their own site by half-term break in February of 2026. One person has been taken to hospital following a four-car collision in Remelton this afternoon. Gardaí say they attended the scene at around 2 o'clock on the R245 in Auchnagaddy. One person was taken to hospital by ambulance as a precaution, and no other injuries have been reported. The road is now reopened. There's a proposal being considered to stop roadside memorials on motorways, dual carriageways and high-speed roads over 60 kilometres per hour due to safety risks. The Transport Infrastructure Ireland is warning of pedestrians stopping vehicles and driver distractions as the main reason for the proposal. Local authorities are urged to offer alternatives like memorial gardens while keeping the road safety the priority. Transport Minister Dara O'Brien says there's no definitive decision on the plans just yet.
Something that a review has been done. I'm aware this is a really sensitive area for people, particularly for families where they have family members members or friends who've died in road traffic accidents. So it's something that is being looked at through the National Roads Authority, who are the authority in this area, I think, and sensitive engagement will be needed with families. But there's no early decision on that, and it's something I will pay attention to it.
On today's 9 till noon show, Greg Hughes spoke to Marie Fury, a member of the Road Victim Support Northern Ireland Donegal Group, who lost her partner Johnny in a road tragedy in 2022. She has erected a memorial at the spot where he died, and she says she sometimes goes there for comfort.
Johnny was from Monaghan, so I would have to travel an hour and a half to go to his grave.
Yeah.
So for me, if I'm having a bad day or if I need to go somewhere like that, I would go up to his crash site, drive past it. Like, I know his is on a road where you pull into the grass verge, so you're off the road.
Okay.
And you can't see, like, we took in, obviously, road safety, because you don't want anybody, like, being distracted or whatever. And, like, ours is in off the road. And you can't, it's not distracting, or you can't see it until you come up to it.
Meanwhile, Donegal road safety campaigner Susan Gray from the advocacy group Park is appealing for consultation over the issue.
And to also alert people that are planning or hoping to have a memorial put in place in memory of their lovely lost loved ones, that the councils will meet with them. And if they abide by the guidelines that I abided by, and I was allowed to do it, then they will be allowed also, because we're inundated with families calling us, asking, is this true? Could our memorial be removed? It just beggars belief that any department would even plan to do that, or any county council.
The mother of Tadhg Farrell, the young boy who was killed in a petrol bomb attack in County Offaly, has told mourners she'll find him in every bit of sunshine. The four-year-old and his grand-aunt Mary Holt were killed in an arson attack in Edenderry last Saturday night. Hundreds attended Tadhg's funeral in the town this afternoon. Father Gregory Corcoran spoke to those gathered in St Mary's Church on behalf of Tadhg's mother, Shannon.
You taught us what joy really looked like. You taught us what love really feels like. You taught us how precious every moment can be. I love you, Tadhg. Rest gently, my sweet little boy, my only boy. I will find you in every bit of sunshine.
A major tourism development has been proposed for Rathmullen, where plans have been lodged for a new high-quality boutique hotel on Cares Bay Road. The project, brought forward by Thomas McCarran of Clipfine Limited, aims to create a landmark hospitality destination that enhances local amenities, supports the environment and delivers long-term economic benefits to the village. With more, here's Cameron Clark.
The proposed development centres on a four-storey, 37-bedroom boutique hotel, while complementing the existing architectural character of Rathmullen. Plans include a restaurant, bar, dining area, reception and a rear car park. The layout sets out new public connections and improved street frontage along both Pier Road and Kerrs Bay Road. Footpaths in the area would be widened to improve pedestrian safety and strengthen links through the village. There is a strong emphasis on climate-sensitive design, with building orientation, site topography and existing natural features all carefully considered. Energy efficiency, sustainable construction practices and full accessibility across the hotel and adjoining public areas are central objectives. The project proposes to transform an underused brownfield site into a key asset for the region, supporting Donegal's growing tourism sector and contributing to economic vitality. The development is expected to create a number of new jobs locally. Planning permission is also sought for all associated infrastructure.
Over €64,000 has been awarded to the Animals in Need charity in Donegal. It's part of a national pot of €6.4 million for animal welfare charities across the state. The Donegal organisation is one of 94 across Ireland and is the only one in the county in receipt of the funding. Gita McMullen, a volunteer of the charity, says that with a cost of approximately €1,000 per month on vet bill, the funding is very much welcomed. She added that the charity is under extreme pressure coming into Christmas and with the closure of the ISPCA in Letterkenny.
For the year coming in, it's going to be a significant amount of work can be done for that money. You know, most of our money would go to vet care, like, for the animals. usually our vet bills will come in nearly around the amount of the grant. So, you know, a lot of it will be for Nutrien and all, and we're very, very grateful for the minister to assign ourselves that amount of money. It's a fantastic amount.
And the charity now is under more pressure with it being Christmas anyway, but also with the closure of the ISPCA in Letterkenny.
Yes.
What kind of effect is that? Are you feeling now coming up to the run to Christmas?
We are fighting ourselves. Like, I mean, our dog fosterers are completely full at the moment. All our foster places, all our boarding places are completely full. And, you know, it's not just a question of finding other boarders or the fosterers. It's an outlet for the dogs after Christmas. And I know some people will say that we're very hard to adopt from. But the thing is, we have a duty of care to the animal, and we will ask certain things. We will ask that the dog will be staying inside. You know, inside, outside, you know, that is not going to be left outside on a day. We don't want them sleeping in the shed. We need an enclosed garden. I mean, those are basic minimums, you know, for adoption.
Police in Derry are seeking information in relation to a car that was stolen seemingly in plain sight. The vehicle in question is a silver Vauxhall Astra with the registration beginning with DX17. Ellen Butler reports.
The car had been listed for sale, and last Sunday an arrangement for a meeting between the owner and a prospective buyer was made at Waterside train station. The suspect provided details and a driving licence that are now believed to be fake, and then openly appeared to transfer funds from his bank account to the seller's. He then left in the car, however the money never reached the victim's account, despite what appeared to be a legitimate transfer. The vehicle left the area at around 7:45 p.m, heading in the direction of Strabane. Police are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the car, or who may have CCTV, dash cam or other relevant video footage, to contact them.
It's just gone 12 minutes past 5 here at Highland Radio. We'll have sport after this short break. It's just after a 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Derry City have confirmed goalkeeper Arlo Doherty has joined Waterford following the end of his contract at the Brandywell. The 22-year-old former Republic of Ireland youth international joined the County Stripes in September 2024. Doherty's first team opportunities were limited, however, due to the form of number one Brian Maher. Brighton manager Fabian Hurtzler says Evan Ferguson is still an option for the club. The Irish striker is currently on loan at Roma and scored twice in last night's win over Celtic in the Europa League. Hurtzler says they've been keeping a close eye on his progress.
Evan is a player from us, so that's why he will always be an option. Of course, now at the moment he's on loan, but we follow it. We are pleased how he performed yesterday. Of course, we all follow it, so definitely he might be an option.
There's action in the Irish Premiership this evening. Leaders Coleraine face Bangor and second place Laren host Glentoran. Well, Mo Salah's Liverpool future could be decided today. He's holding talks with boss Arne Slot after saying their relationship had broken down following last weekend's Premier League draw with Leeds. The forward also claimed he'd been thrown under the bus for their poor form, and Slot has been asked if he wants the Egypt international to remain at the club.
And the next time I talk about Mo should be with him, and I have no reasons not wanting him to stay, if that is a little bit of an answer.
Celtic manager Wilfred Nance is confident he can convince the club supporters he is the right man to lead them forward. He's lost the first two games in charge against leaders Hearts in the Scottish Premiership and that game against Roma in the Europa League last night. They play St Mirren in Sunday's Scottish League Cup final, and Nance hopes victory can change the mood around Parkhead.
I am optimistic as a person, so hopefully we're going to do it, and also if he's going to validate, you know, what we are doing. But if not, I don't want to think about this, because for the moment I want to stay positive, and this is the way I think.
In local soccer, the big game this weekend sees the Donegal Junior League hold a 3-2 advantage going into the second leg of their Oscar Traynor Cup meeting with the Inishowen Junior League at McGinn Park in Buncrana tomorrow. The winners progress straight through to the All-Ireland semi-finals. That game has a 1 o'clock start, and Chris Ashmore will be there for Highland Saturday Sport. Moving on to rugby, Leinster look to go 2-from-2 in the Investec Champions Cup tonight as they face Leicester Tigers. The four-time champions travel to Welford Road off the back of a bonus point win over the Harlequins at the Aviva Stadium. Rieko Ioane gets a first start for the province tonight, while James Ryan comes into the second row on his return from suspension. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Jack Hurley is back in the 10 jersey for Munster's hosting of Gloucester tomorrow evening at Parky Keeve. He missed last weekend's opening round 40-14 defeat to Bath with an ankle injury. Head coach Clayton McMillan expects a big improvement from his side in Cork.
Clearly, didn't anywhere near where we wanted to be in Bath last week, which was almost bordering on embarrassing for all of us. That embarrassment's just been sitting in the pit of the stomach, and there's been a good energy around the park, and you know we know we're not going to get anything for free this weekend, so we need to see a response.
In Gaelic games, the big game this weekend is tomorrow's Ulster Senior Club Championship final, taking place in Armagh between Down champions Kilcoo and Monaghan champions Scotstown, who overcame Neafconnell in the quarterfinals. Throw-in is at 6:15. Kilcoo were beaten finalists last year, while Scotstown lost in the provincial final the year before. Elsewhere, Four Masters have a quarterfinal meeting with Dungiven of Derry in the Ulster Minor Club Tournament hosted by St Paul's in Belfast on Sunday. Finally, in darts, former champion Rob Cross has made a winning start at the World Darts Championship, beating Cor Decker 3-0 at the Alexander Palace. Ryan Searle and Ian White also secured their place in round two during today's afternoon session. Ricky Evans and Damon Hetta are among the players in action in the evening session. That is Irish Sport for today. Myself and Kieran Cannon are back with more on Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Ogasinish and Nuke, they call him Ferreter.
Shaver Mahas a Colin Ferreter and Shalin the Prieve Skilty. Hanig Medu Shaif Wingade, Erlean the Scholarly, a Drastel, or Hollisty Sauri, Nigeltak to Emliana, Egon Prudgla and Nuri, Esse Shaw and Triublian, Asukela, a Hanig Ardu, and Vigur Shin, Major Lescale, a Falsiu, Erin Siv, Turish Bonkai E, and you. Turair and a Figuri Ura, a Fur Turish go run the Geltak to. Fihit an email a kids a caherjeg, a drastal or cursi nagalasti amliana, igon praj la fihis a shardmila, kerikid, and nari. Cas and common gala, all skull nabanri and a lesion commission your gaelig of Paul Deeds, and ye, conjung valtish na halskala, and in ahantish, offigul nagaliga a flay. Chonaliu and crenu, con a yevnu nach gad, all skull nabanri and a Fanart lena krat agus raktiocht con an geliga a ahanch. Chú keim leis an verla. Jeli olskol na banrion agobol si dig fanart la raktiocht agus trorlinchi an commissioniera sola varbrahi na a chorhi si ad evaim policy geliga. Tan cid mór och lór ein changa geliga falsiha erlina. Fach lór digita ata igesht. Togre de chudj forus na geliga. Is é Padraig O'Mianan an príomh agurthúr agus Cormac Bratna an banisteoir Tionscadal. Bé an fáclór, tá an fáclór nua géalaige ar fáil siar an aisce ar an suíomh fáclór bonc IE. Tá géal linn ag arcú féimeannach a tá fonniúil eildána agus tiomanta chun agrú scémana i dúsúla ceol géal linn i gcóir leis an banisteoir. Is deis inta con chemi na dinion charta ta ir tús a garama tahi eig sul abru a oil margal ur cursi kiol agus ta ga olas ar foil eg gael lin bonk ai e. Agus ta a couple imacht la fogurt chomai eg siul an chartin se hoginia a niol aj eg sa fihidu la ta cwrch an uctarain ar an ardan eg an Araclan ingi dór. Agus comailisien to orain na piba on a new aga sé a chlog ag druglan crawli se sin imacht specialta ag torch pibari eirinaha agus albanaha le keila agus ta sin on a new aga sé a chlog ag crawli. Sin mohod se iligulier slan agus banacht.
Thanks, Colm. Tomorrow, Donegal will come under a moderate warning for rain. The yellow alert takes effect at 6 o'clock in the evening and will remain in place until midnight on Sunday. Met Éireann says impacts include heavy rain falling on already saturated ground, river and surface water flooding, difficult travelling conditions and poor visibility. Looking now for today's weather forecast. Dry with most plenty of bright spells and partly cloudy skies this evening. There will be some isolated showers along the Atlantic coast. Moderate southerly winds will be stronger near coasts. And tonight we'll see a mix of clear spells and scattered showers, mainly over the western parts. And the showers will become isolated through the night with lowest temperatures of 1 to 5 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. Donegal County Council has sought further further information on an application for the development of a new shop and fuel forecourt on land adjacent to the site of the Crislay tragedy. The land is owned by the same people, with the application including provision for the demolition of an existing dwelling. The application was launched on October 24th, with two submissions made opposing the development. The future of Nazareth House Primary School in Derry has been again raised in the Assembly, with Foyle MLA Padraig De Largy saying successive DUP education ministers have failed the school. It closed earlier this month because of danger posed by structural damage to the roof, which Mr De Largy says was flagged over 8 years ago. The Department of Education have confirmed this afternoon that it's hoped students and staff can return by mid-term in February of 2026. One person has been taken to hospital following a four-car collision in Remelton this afternoon. Gardaí say they attended the scene at around 2 o'clock in the R245 in Ochnagaddy. The patient was transported by ambulance as a precaution and no other injuries were reported. And finally, there's a proposal being considered to stop roadside memorials on motorways, dual carriageways and high-speed roads over 60 kilometres per hour due to safety risks. Transport Infrastructure Ireland is warning of pedestrians stopping vehicles and driver distractions as the main reason for the proposal. Local authorities are urged to offer alternatives like memorial gardens while keeping road safety a priority. However, there has been widespread backlash. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, December 12th. The death has taken place of Nathaniel Rogers, Merview House Court Navarin Coolboy, Letterkenny. Reposing at his late residence today from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Funeral service on Sunday at 2:30 in Letter Presbyterian Church. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Renal Dialysis Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital and the Faith Mission, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Philomena McBurty, Bridge Street, Killybegs. Remains are reposing at McBurty's funeral home in Killybegs until 8 o'clock today and from 1 p.m. until 8 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral mass at 11 a.m. on Sunday in St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Eugene O'Donnell, 1 Hampstead Court, Derry. Eugene is reposing at his home until 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. No flowers, please. Donations, if wished, to the Foyle Hospice. The death has occurred of James Gillespie, formerly of 3 Calais Road, Derry and London. James will repose at Bradley and McLaughlin's funeral chapel this evening until 7 o'clock and again tomorrow afternoon from 1:30 until 3:15, followed by removal at 3:30 to the Immaculate Conception Church, Calais. Funeral mass on Sunday at 12 noon, followed by interment afterwards in All Saints Cemetery, Newton Cunningham. The death has taken place of Mary McFeely, Nicole, 10 McMahon Villas, Letterkenny. Mary's remains will repose at her late residence from 6 until 10 p.m. today and tomorrow. Funeral from there tomorrow on Sunday morning for Requiem Mass in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, at 12 noon, followed by interment in Conwall Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Anne-Marie McLaughlin, 123 St. Finian's Park, Moville. Anne-Marie's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Pius X Church, Moville, followed by private cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on movilleparish.com. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member or McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Rebecca Ray Bradley, ní Moran, 612 Alt na Derry, Calais. Rebecca's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral tomorrow morning, leaving at 10:30, going to Church of the Immaculate Conception, Calais, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in All Saints Graveyard, Newton Cunningham. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 9 o'clock on Friday night and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Jane McGarvey, ní McDade, Ballyheeran, Kilmacrenan. Jane's remains are reposing at her daughter Maureen Rodden's residence, Meadowview, Kilconnell, Kilmacrenan, until 10 o'clock this evening. Rosaries at 9 p.m, funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to the IMND Association or to the Donegal branch of the MS Society of Ireland, care of Charlie McLafferty, funeral director, or any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.